Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3, verse 18. Welcome to an overview of the New Testament. As we think now about the book of 2 Peter, Peter writes encouraging Christians to grow. Peter could write this from personal experience as well as by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, for it was Peter who denied the Lord and learned that he needed to grow. Well, what does Peter encourage us as Christians to do as part of our growth? In chapter 1, Peter tells us we've got to grow in the Christian virtues. Add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, knowledge self-control, self-control godliness, godliness brotherly kindness, and all these things. We've got to make sure that we grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In fact, Peter will say, he who does not have these things is short-sighted, even to the point of death. He was forgot that he was cleansed from his current sins or his past sins. He is neglecting salvation. And so when we talk about growing, that means I've got to grow in my Christian life, in the areas that God wants me to improve in. Part of growth means that I realize there are false teachers and false teaching that do exist. In 2 Peter chapter 2, Peter identifies certain false teachers and scoffers who are laughing and mocking at the claims of Christ's coming, much like in the book of Jude. And he identifies that these false teachers are teaching for wealthy gain, for monetary gain, and they don't have people's interest at heart. We've got to realize there is truth and there is error, and we must have the knowledge to separate the two. And then in 2 Peter chapter 3, based on the fact that one day this world is going to end, Jesus is going to come back and take us to a new heaven and a new earth, Peter says you've got to continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior. How well have you been growing as a Christian since you obeyed the gospel? Have you grown any? Friend, if you're not growing, you're in sin and you need to make that right. It is a continual process that God wants us to go through. God didn't want a bunch of babies in the kingdom. God wants us to mature and grow. And so may God help us to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
And to God be the glory. This is the gospel of Christ.